Cassia on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room.
Gregory Keene commences with another page from The Dossier on Demetrius.
Through Eustace Manningly, we'd learned about Fleur Dupont. Through Fleur Dupont, we'd learned that Demetrius was hiding on a ship with Haiti Bergner and some of his people. And from Haiti, we'd learned that the loot had been left in a cabin trunk at Victoria Station in the borough of Westminster. After finding the note that Haiti had stuffed in Eustace Manningly's pocket, time and circumstance permitted us to remove the loot from Victoria but leave the trunk itself, stuffed with forged currencies, in place of the money Max Rubenstein had exchanged for the original Gestapo horn. And now we waited for Demetrius or someone to come and collect it. But while we waited, Yachty Bloom was at work. Not the least curious aspect of Yachty's character was his amazing capability as an actor. He'd assumed the guise of an elderly, grey-haired lady, and he was playing the part at a messenger service in the Strand.
You understand? I am not talking English very good. You understand the trunk is large. The messenger is needing the porter, yes? And the taxi cab?
Yes, I understand, madam.
And he is taking the trunk to this address. See? Here it is written down for me. You take it and the ticket. Yeah, that's good. The address, you are reading it for me?
66 Chanfrey Avenue, madam.
Yeah, it's good. Now then, my husband is ill, you know. My husband is telling me what to do. The messenger is leaving the trunk at this store place in Shaftesbury Avenue. And there he is meeting another messenger who is taking the receipt for the trunk. Yeah?
I understand perfectly, madam.
9 o'clock tonight. I am paying for porters, for taxi cabs, for all I am paying. But this messenger, he must be at Victoria Station at 9 o'clock. He is not failing.
But look here, I don't want you hanging about Victoria, Keith. I particularly want you here on the embankment. The moment anyone appears for the trunk, we'll join in the chase. Now try to relax, man.
Where's the loot? The original stuff that was in the trunk, I mean.
In the vaults at the Whitehall branch of Barclays Bank. And if Demetrius can get it out of there, I'm not Milo Fentress of MI5.
Oh, I'm flogging my brains. If I were Demetrius, how would I get that trunk out of Victoria Station in safety?
As far as I can see, it can't be done in safety. But Demetrius can't possibly be aware that we've known about it for 6 hours, or that we'll be lying in wait.
Fleur Dupont was taken when she was actually on the telephone talking to me. Now, they can't be sure how much or how little she'd had time to say.
They can arrive at it by reasoning. If Fleur Dupont had time to tell you anything, she'd have said first thing where they were hiding. And if she'd been able to tell you that, they'd have all been captured by now. And since they've not been captured, the woman could have had time to tell you nothing at all. And therefore, we don't know where she deposited Max Rubenstein's loot. That's the only way Demetrius can reason keen. It's perfectly straightforward. And these reconstructions are always a thorough bore. Don't ask me to natter on and on.
Yes, but put yourself in his place, Colonel. Would you go openly to Victoria Station to collect a cabin trunk?
I'd simply send a messenger. There are scores of messenger services in London, Keene, with instructions to deliver the trunk to some out-of-the-way address.
A trunk with £1 million in it that you've murdered time and time again for?
You'd have to trust the messenger. We'd be perfectly certain the trunk contained what trunks always contain. Clothes, boots and shoes.
No. I know the man by now. He won't do the obvious thing, and I have to predict what he'll do before he does it.
Well, man, if you don't slow down, all you'll predict for yourself's a breakdown. Well, you've been on your feet for 55 hours now, to my knowledge. You've had a bullet through your arm. It's plain sailing from now on. Help yourself to a drink and take it quietly. You know, I never saw such a chap for running himself ragged when there's no need.
No need? But we've got him. Colonel, we've got Demetrius unless we make a mistake now.
We'll make no mistakes, old man. We only have to follow the trunk, and there's no earthly way Demetrius can take our eyes from it. Absolutely no way at all.
That whistle of yours. It's the most fiendish way to drive someone out of their mind that I...
I'm simply appreciating the beauty of my scheme for getting the trunk out of Victoria Station, Haydee. It's perfect, quite perfect. I don't care if Major Gregory George, whatever his name is, Keene...
Athelstan
Keene has 100 men there. The trunk comes out and I get it.
It's not possible.
But it is. When will you learn to give me my due, Haydee?
No matter who you send there, if Keene knows the loot was left at Victoria...
Which he doesn't.
You can't be sure.
Hence my scheme. Listen, I will have men at Victoria. Yachty at this moment is arranging for a messenger to call for the trunk. If he's followed, then Keene has known about the loot and the scheme goes into operation. If not, we simply meet the messenger and walk off with our trunk.
And if he is followed? What is this scheme of yours?
Well, if you go into the next cabin, Haydee, you'll see a cabin trunk. As nearly as I can remember, a replica of the one that originally held Rubenstein's loot. In Shaftesbury Avenue, it's one of those small storage places where you can leave luggage in much the same way as a railway cloakroom. Well, now, am I boring you?
No, you're not.
Good, now follow closely. Yachty is arranging for one messenger to collect the trunk and deposit it in the Shaftesbury Avenue store. Then he meets a second messenger, also arranged for by Yachty, to whom he hands the receipt for the trunk. The second messenger immediately redeems the trunk and carries it away. There'll be porters, no doubt, and taxis, but they'll all be looked after by the two messengers.
But it doesn't make sense. All this depositing the trunk and then taking it away again. Two messengers.
Allow me to finish, Haydee. It really does make sense. What do you think the duplicate trunk in the next cabin's for?
I have no idea.
Then pay some more attention. The Shaftesbury Avenue store can be entered from an alley to the rear. A few minutes before the first messenger arrives with the trunk, I will arrive by the back entrance with Yachty. The store is looked after by two attendants. If they're sensible, all well and good. If not, they'll have to be dealt with, and Yachty will become an attendant. Now, the first messenger deposits his trunk. The second messenger immediately redeems the trunk, but not the one that was left a moment before. Yachty gives him the duplicate, and if Keene is following the trunk... I'd like to see his face when it's delivered to his own flat, the address to which the second messenger has been instructed to take it. Rather amusing, don't you think, Haydee? Particularly for Keene.
You are going to walk calmly out of a Shaftesbury Avenue store with a real trunk.
While Keene trails merrily along after my second messenger, scratching his head, no doubt, in bewilderment.
You couldn't kill him. So for your vanity's sake, you must make a fool of him.
Do you hold it against me? I'm acquiring £1,000,000 at the same time. And I'll be bitterly disappointed if Keene doesn't know the loot at Victoria. It'll be like playing brilliantly to an empty theatre.
Then why don't you go to a telephone and inform him?
One's ego doesn't run to imbecility, my dear. What's the time? We'll have Yachty back on board in a moment. Be sure to congratulate him on his appearance as an old lady. You know, Yachty's a sensitive chap. Sometimes I think we don't pay sufficient attention to his feelings. Let's do better in future, eh, Haydee? And wait in your cabin till I return.
But Keene does know about the loot. I told him with the note in Manny's pocket. And if there is any mortal way I can do it, I shall warn him that you'll be at the Shaftesbury Avenue store tonight. Oh, I hate you now. When I think how little by little I've been engulfed in this terrible morass of murder and viciousness. And how I could have been a different person. If at first, so long ago, I'd met someone like Keene. In Berlin, I didn't know it would come to this. In Berlin, I didn't know anything. But now it's too late.
Yes, Adams, Finch is here. Yes? I see. You've covered all the messenger services, have you? Good man. Yes, that's right. All we can do now is sit back and wait for results, if any. Well, that's that, Keene. As far as I can see, we've covered every loophole. Now, why in the name of fortune don't you get back to your billet for some sleep?
No, if I go to sleep now, sir, I'll never wake up again.
But even a couple of hours will help. Good grief, man, I don't want to fuss over you, but we might run into some action. If we do, you'll want to be on your toes.
I'd very much like some action. And if it comes, you just watch, sir.
You'll have cuts with you, that's one thing. And why the dickens I should worry about your safety, Keene, but there you are, I do. That's right, sit there, I'll take it. Yes? What? By Godfrey, that was quick. A messenger service in the Strand. Right, Adams, good work.
Don't tell me.
But I do tell you. 5 minutes ago, an elderly grey-haired woman with a heavy German accent arranged for a messenger to collect a cabin trunk from Victoria at 9 tonight. And the ticket she gave them corresponds with the ticket on our trunk. They're moving, Keane. We're smoking them out.
It was an elderly grey-haired woman who tried to shove Peter Ridgway under a train in the Hyde Park Underground.
Yes, Keane. Yachty Bloom.
They thought they were safe. I wanted them to think they were safe. So long as they did, it meant that Eumetrius couldn't know about the note Hady had placed in Eustace Mandeville's pocket. Yes, that's what I was living in terror of. That Eumetrius would discover what she'd done and call Yachty to take his vengeance on her. I knew what she was. But heaven help me, I loved her. I still do.
Yachty Bloom shows himself again in the next chapter of this story of suspense. Dossier on Eumetrius.